The foot slave story, humiliated and ruined and blackmailed into financial domination. I am a Bigfoot fetishist. Honestly, the mere sight of a woman's foot makes me go weak at the knees. My stomach goes into knots and my heart beats faster. So fast it feels like it's going to explode. If a woman ever wants me to do anything, all she has to do is dangle her feet in front of me and I'll agree to absolutely anything she asks of me. Now, as a submissive male, this obviously gives me a huge disadvantage when under the control of a dominant female. During our last session, she had me as a hog-tied slave on the floor and was sitting reading a magazine. I was on my back, completely immobilized and unable to move. She was sitting on a huge leisure chair that looked incredibly comfortable, especially since I was naked on a cold, wooden, hard floor. She was resting her feet on my face, casually flicking through the pages without a care in the world. On the other hand, I was suffering greatly. I have a very powerful foot fetish, and her tootsies on my face were turning me on immensely. Her delicious, smooth skin and a slight musky odour of sweat after being in a pair of leather boots all day was just making my cock rock solid and throbbing. I had no way to relieve the frustration. I was incredibly turned on, and I was so desperate to come. But I knew it would not happen, or at least the price to be allowed an orgasm would be steep, very steep, because I know what this mistress is like. Then she spoke, still with her feet in my face. She moved them slightly and peered from the side of her magazine. "By the way, slave, I have a date with Peter tomorrow night, so we are going to be shopping this afternoon." "Yes, mistress," I replied, muffled, due to her feet being pressed against my mouth. "Good boy." And then she shifted slightly, moved her feet over my whole face and went back to reading her magazine. I continued to lay on the cold floor with a throbbing dick, aching to relief. That would never, ever happen. She's a strict mistress that loves to inflict orgasm denial on me. Fast forward now, 4 hours later, and we're in the mall. I am laden down with bags from Victoria's Secret, Chanel and Prada. I'm not done yet. I'm nothing to her but a walking wallet, a human ATM that she uses to buy her things for her real man boyfriend. But my foot fetish is so strong, it makes me a perfect candidate for financial domination. And boy, does she know it. She always picks her outfits carefully. Today she's wearing a pair of figure-hugging leggings that show off her perfect size 8 figure. Her pet, tight ass wiggles as she walks, and as a busty mistress, the tight t-shirt she has on highlights her breasts. But it's her footwear that has me in a dreamlike trance. I've always spent time always hanging about on foot fetish sites, as I just adore women's feet, so I'm easy prey, I guess. Open top sandals with a half inch heel, sandy in colour, and with only silly little straps of material covering her feet. I cannot keep my eyes off them as she walks in front of me. I scurry along behind her, hoping we're leaving now. I've already spent $1,500 so far. I now have maxed out 2 credit cards and have only 1 left. She stops in front of Dolce & Gabbana store and peers at the window display. "Oh, I like that dress, slave. Come on, get your wallet ready for my little findom foot slave. I'm going to try it on." I dutifully followed her into the store. She sat down on a stool and had me go get an assistant to get her a dress in a size 8 so she could try it on. She likes to inflict femdom public humiliation on me too, to keep me in check, so I also had to tell the assistant it is for her date with her real man. My cheeks burned as she looked at me like I was weird went over to my sadistic dominant female to assist her. She went into the changing room and came out wearing the dress, and it took my breath away. She looked amazing. As she looked at herself in the mirror, she looked at me standing behind her. I felt so weak. She laughed and sniggered at me. I'm going to take it. Go sort out the payment, Peepig. Now we don't have all day. I looked at her crestfallen. Please, mistress. I only have $800 left and the dress is $770. I won't have enough for heating till I get paid. She turned and looked at me, tilting her head slightly to the left, and she looked at me. Do you think I care, Peepiggy? Do I not deserve nice things? She'd taken her shoes off to try the dress on, and she sat down on a chair and crossed her legs, dangling her left foot in front of me. She wiggled her toes and flashed her toe rings at me, her perfectly manicured nails, expertly lacquered and filed, were shining in the light. Tiny beads of sweat formed under my arms and on my brow. My cock twitched as I stared at her beautiful feet. I was mesmerised and powerless to resist, which she knew full well. Well, what do you say, slave? She extended her leg and wiggled her toes against my crotch. A damp patch appeared as my cock leaked. I felt ashamed and embarrassed. She knew exactly what this was doing to me. She pressed her foot into my erection and smiled at me coyly. She knows I'm a foot slave who will always break, and she was right. Yes, Mistress Ecrop, I'll go pay for it now. Goodbye, she said and turned away. I maxed out my last credit card and we left the store, broke, and wondering how I could afford to eat for the next 2 weeks till payday. I was now broke. This was the way my life was. If she wanted something, all she had to do was play to my fetish for feet, and I would break every single time. As we walked back to the car, she stopped in front of an accessory store. Oh, look, slave, these beautiful toe rings are only $29.99. I looked at her, unable to speak. Didn't you say you still have $30 left? I couldn't believe it. She had me go into the shop and spend my last $30. All because I have a thing for her feet. I felt weak. But I had to comply. I had to do it. She didn't care about me.